Now we remember a man who protected presidents from FDR through Lyndon Johnson. Former Secret Service agent Floyd Boring died last Friday at age 92. He was among those who stopped an assassination attempt on President Harry Truman. It was November 1st, 1950.
Outside Blair House, the president's temporary Washington home, extreme fanatics of the Puerto Rican Nationalist Party try to force their way in, guns blazing, to assassinate the president of the United States.
The two would-be assassins had taken up arms as part of a wider effort to win independence for Puerto Rico. When they started shooting, President Truman was taking a nap upstairs at Blair House. The White House was undergoing renovations. One White House police officer was killed, along with one of the two Puerto Rican nationalists. Secret Service agent Floyd Boring was outside Blair House when the attack took place. John Bainbridge Jr. is co-author of a book about that plot to assassinate President Truman.
You realize at that time, security is not what it is now. Essentially, the only thing between the outside street and the inside of Blair House, where Truman was at the time, was essentially a screen door with a hook-and-eye latch, and the White House policemen and the Secret Service agents.
You talked to Floyd Boring for your book. What did he say about his role that day?
The first thing that happened was that one of the nationalists was close to the gate where he was taking a break. And the fellas pulled out a P-38 German World War II handgun, but didn't know much about handguns, and it couldn't make it work. So he was slapping at it, clicking it, and finally it went off and hit a White House policeman in the knee. Floyd Boring turned, saw what was going on. He reached for his detective special, pulled it out, and said, "I'm going to finish this baby right here." And he opened up fire, and then there was a massive shooting right in the streets of Washington. And he did actually hit this fellow. His name was Oscar Collazo. And he was said, Floyd told us, that he was aiming for the man's head. The man was wearing a hat. Oscar was wearing a hat. And the bullet went high on the head, sort of creased his skull. And Floyd thought when the guy went down that he had killed him. But in fact, as he had not, the man was still alive. He'd gotten hit by another shot in the chest. And another Secret Service agent went charging up to him, running up to him, and saw this what happened. And he said, "What happened?" And then Floyd Boring smiled broadly, looked down at the man on the ground, and said, "I think I plinked him in the beanie."
I plinked him in the beanie.
Yep.
One remarkable thing about all of this is that 1 hour after this attempted assassination, President Truman and Floyd Boring, his Secret Service agent, are on their way to Arlington National Cemetery for what they were supposed to do that afternoon, lay a wreath out there. Nothing changed in their plans.
Nothing changed, but there are pictures of Truman taken at that ceremony, and the look on his face, I mean, he's absolutely ashen. He looks as if he's stunned, but he carries through with the day, and he made some kind of comment, "Well, this, you got to expect this kind of thing that happens to presidents."
You know, when we think about attempts on the lives of American presidents, I think a lot of us would not remember this assassination attempt on Harry S. Truman in 1950. Why is that?
For two reasons. One thing is they didn't get the president. The second reason is that it was dismissed by many people as just, well, a couple of the crazy nationalists went to the streets and did a lot of shooting, but it was nothing really serious. You got to expect nutcases once in a while. Essentially, life went on as normal. Security increased, and Floyd Boring continued on, and so did Truman continue on.
John Bainbridge Jr. is co-author of American Gunfight, The Plot to Kill Harry Truman and the Shootout That Stopped It. He was remembering Secret Service agent Floyd Boring, who died last week. He was 92.